This is Ozarks at Large. More than 150,000 Arkansans are estimated to be newly food insecure since the COVID-19 pandemic began. And according to a new report from Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, state policies are making it more difficult for families to obtain nutritional support. Laura Kellums, director of AACF's Northwest Arkansas office, helped lead a virtual discussion on the new report late last week. She says Arkansas currently has the second highest rate of food insecurity in the nation.
It doesn't have to be this way. Our policy choices that we've made over the years actually have made it more difficult to enroll in programs like SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. But we just make it harder to become eligible and to stay eligible than it would be in most other states.
For example, Arkansas has an asset limit, which can prevent families with a modest savings account from becoming eligible for SNAP. In Arkansas, families are automatically ineligible, regardless of household size, if they have more than $2,250 in the bank. That limit increases to $3,500 if the household includes someone with a disability or someone 60 years old or older. Kellums says the limit has not been adjusted for inflation, and while the limit is set at the federal level, most states have obtained flexibility to either remove the asset test or raise it substantially.
Arkansas is one of only 10 states that keeps it at this level, which really limits families' ability to not only buy food, but just to have economic security. So if you think about what it would take for a family to make a car repair or, you know, just have a deposit to move to safer housing if they need to do that, or even an expensive home repair, we say that we want families to be financially resilient, to have emergency savings, and yet we discourage that savings for families who are enrolled in SNAP.
While Arkansas lifted some barriers to SNAP enrollment when the pandemic started, the asset limit remains in place because it would take legislation to change it.
We passed a law in 2017 in the state legislature that said we cannot use this flexibility. The legislature forbids the state from using the flexibility that would allow us to remove that asset test or even to raise it. And so that's something that we definitely want to change.
Kellums says another thing her organization would like to see changed is the separation of SNAP from the Child Enforcement Program. She says the Arkansas legislature passed a law in 2019 that connected those two programs.
If your family was not cooperating with the Child Support Enforcement Program, then you were not eligible for SNAP. And only 8 states have done anything close to this, and even fewer have made it the way Arkansas made it, which is even if you're owed money by a non-custodial parent, you still lose your SNAP benefits if you're not cooperating with that program. And if you can think about some of the reasons why a family would not be cooperating or not want to have a lot of contact with a non-custodial parent, then you might understand why they might not be part of the child support enforcement program, like, for example, families escaping domestic violence.
The change was not fully implemented prior to the pandemic. Kellums says the state has removed that connection during the pandemic, but it will be reconnected when the health emergency ends. The state is offering temporary relief to Arkansans seeking assistance in other ways for the duration of the pandemic. In the spring, Congress passed a series of pandemic relief laws that created new opportunities to ensure families can access nutrition at this time. Arkansas is participating by extending the time allowed to be enrolled in SNAP, temporarily lifting work reporting requirements, conducting applicant interviews by phone rather than in person, waiving the signature policy, and allowing flexibility for participants in the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, or WIC, to substitute some food items that may be in short supply. Melvin Clayton, Race Equity Director of Advocacy for AACF, says one of the greatest recent policy changes is the pandemic EBT program.
It's a program that allows families of children who received free and reduced breakfast school meals to receive extra SNAP benefits. And it's also worth noting that it helps families who weren't necessarily receiving SNAP benefits. So if their child went to a community eligibility school, which was a school where all the students received free school meals, those families or those children also have access to that program, to the PEBT program.
Last Thursday, the U.S. Department of Agriculture also announced approval of the state's request to provide online purchasing of food to SNAP households. This comes as thousands of Arkansans have enrolled in SNAP in recent months. According to the Arkansas Department of Human Services, about 318,000 people were enrolled in SNAP prior to the pandemic. More than 404,000 were enrolled at the end of June. Clayton says that's a 27% increase.
A lot of people were hungry before the pandemic, and a lot more people are hungry now. And that number is probably going to increase as we move forward throughout 2020.
Prior to the pandemic, Arkansas had the nation's second highest child food insecurity rate at about 23%. Feeding America, the largest hunger relief organization in the country, estimates that figure has jumped to 32% due to the current health and economic crisis.
Since February, over 65,000 of our children have become food insecure. So that's 32%. Just think about that. 32% or over 65,000 children in the state of Arkansas aren't getting access to the food and the nutrition that they need. So when you think about that coupled with, you know, not being able to access, get into the schools in the fall and things of that nature, children in the state of Arkansas are lagging, and that's going to have a cyclical effect in the future.
The pandemic is highlighting disparities among certain populations, like the Marshallese community. Melissa Leilon, executive director of Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese, says 68% of the families her office serves make less than $30,000 a year and have an average of six family members per household. Although Marshallese immigrants can legally reside in the U.S. and pay taxes, they don't have access to SNAP.
And this is a very important program for these families who need help. They're already making the minimum. And when they don't have access to the SNAP program, it just makes life more complicated, right? So I think food and health are really two important components to the livelihood of anyone. So when you don't have access to food, that's just going to create, create more hurdles in someone's life.
Laura Kellums, director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families Northwest Arkansas office, says they're working to change that.
Federal law shouldn't make it harder to be hungry if you're Marshallese and you're living in the United States, working, you have status to work and live here, and you're paying taxes. They should not be left out. And so we're trying to get that changed at the federal level.
This initiative is listed among several policy recommendations in the new report. Other suggestions include working to change federal benefits by increasing SNAP benefits by 15% during the pandemic and making permanent the application procedures implemented during the pandemic, like allowing telephonic signatures and interviews. When it comes to tackling the issue of hunger, Kellums says charity can't do all of the work. It also takes policy changes.
We can, raise lots of money for food and give away lots of food at food banks. But that the real, where the rubber meets the road for a lot of families is making sure that our policy, that our programs like SNAP are strong and that we don't make it too hard for families to take part in those.
According to Feeding America, for each meal, its network of 200 member food banks and 60,000 partner pantries and meal programs provides, SNAP provides 9. The new report from Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families can be read in its entirety at aradvocates.org.